Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are finishing it up, buddy. This is the Final Four / Championship round. We're going to do Fast and Furious, two rounds, right in a row, back-to-back, Final Four, picking our best, and then Jared's going to go back as we review the Elite Eight, and then we're going to do the final round of whoever, which ones we picked.
This is the gathering of the generals, baby.
It is. We've got basically the... We've got one half of the Den of Thieves, Carl and Johnny Tsunami. We got my boy Nick over here. Myself.
You mean two-thirds?
I mean, under it technicality, I'm kind of part of the Den of Thieves.
Yes. So three-fourths, yeah.
Okay. So half. So
you've been
also three-fourths, so yes. Yeah. So
you've been adopted in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I've been around long enough, right, at this point. You know, we've done a lot of episodes
together.
We've
been doing this almost 2 years together.
I know, dude. It's crazy. It's hard to be. All right, anyway.
My liver's not any better for this.
No. I saw Nick make a familiar face on one of these. I don't know which one it was. So.
It was the old face.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
I have a contender already.
So. About to say, just from the nose effect, yes. Unfortunately, yes.
There's definitely some color differentials.
Yes. The second one is a lot more darker.
Yeah. A2's darker?
Yeah.
Yeah, A1's lighter.
I think you have yours backwards.
I do not. No. Unless somebody gave me them wrong.
Never mind.
A1 darker.
I was given A2 on the left and A1 on the right. So, sorry.
So I was like...
Somebody sat down wrong.
I was like, I got to get my glasses checked. One looks clearly darker and it's not A2.
I made an assumption the way that it was sat down in front of me.
It's interesting. The sweetness like is hitting... Each glass has it hitting in a different spot altogether.
But one's a lot more sweetness than
the other. So refresh my memory. We've got bottled and bond versus finished / under 100.
Yep.
And then we have rye versus
barrel
strength.
/ whiskeys.
Rye / whiskeys versus barrel proof. Strength.
Yeah.
It's just rye at this point, the whiskey got
or what is it, over 101 or 102, whatever it is.
Anything over 101, which some people would consider barrel strength. Most people won't.
That's closest to the category.
Yeah.
That second one is just like sumo wrestler squat sit down on the pallet. Like it is right in the middle, doesn't move.
Not the sweat.
Not the sweat. Not the jock strap.
Sweaty balls. Sweaty balls.
But the first one the sweetness is all over. Please. But the second one is.
I know what these are too.
Yeah. I'm about to say
yeah, because you poured the last round.
Yeah, well, I had that confidence, but I don't know what order he's giving them to us in. Right. But I know the mash bill is quite well enough at this point.
All right. About to say, Barbara, are you locked in? All right. Barbara's locked in. I'm locked.
I'm good.
I'm going through my third pool. I've been talking a lot.
To do a third one. I finished.
You just finished them. That's all you did.
I've got a standard to live up to.
My standard's not me.
Our listeners expect me to finish.
My liver expects me not to die.
He's going the distance.
He's going for speed. He's all alone. All alone. All alone.
In his time of need.
Some old cake.
Thank you, Peanut Gallery.
All right, I think I'm good. I guess I'm good, too.
Go. All right, Johnny. Oh, A1, A2, yep.
I'm going to go with A1.
Carl?
A2.
Nick?
A1.
A1.
Sorry,
A1,
Carl.
A1
no need for No need for Barbara. A1 it is. A1 moves on to the championship.
All right, Barbara concurred on A1.
So I'm the lone wolf on that one. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you're the lone wolf on a lot of stuff, man.
The wolf.
Lone wolf. The lone wolf.
The wolf.
The wolf.
Cool whip.
What was it? Are you bringing in the wolf?
The wolf pack?
No, the wolf. Remember the Pulp Fiction. Bringing in the wolf. Calling in the wolf.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Remember that? I thought the catchphrase was get the gimp.
No. I mean, that is
that is one catchphrase. Of them.
There's also bring out the gimp. It's the one that says bad motherfucker. That's one. Oh, there's lots of different things that go in Pulp Fiction. But he said, did you call the wolf? Like when the you know, wolf. So, but was it, who played that position? Was it Harvey Keitel? No. Yeah, Harvey Keitel, I think, played the wolf. So anyway, Final Four, A3, A4. Man, the men are an absurd.
Again, we're left with a distinct color difference.
Not that much difference. There is a difference. Don't get wrong. But.
All right, we've got to break down some of these flavors of A3. It's crazy. It is complex. And I'm almost getting like a smoky tobacco from it.
Well, I just burped a little bit, and all I can taste is Doritos, so I'm going to cleanse my palate again real quick. So,
gosh.
That's what you get for cramming Doritos right before you start tasting.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I literally ate like 7 Doritos right before we got on mic here.
He's trying to cleanse his palate with Doritos.
But that being said, we all picked A1, except for, you know, somebody.
I know.
The wild turkey guy.
The wild turkey boy.
How'd that work out for you this tournament?
Fuck off. That's how well it worked.
I'm sensitive.
As Scott got
damn.
3 old foes into the Elite 8 over here.
Well, I mean, listen, when you're right, you're right. I'm not sure that there's any in this, though, other than Jack Daniels. But who knows? I'm guessing one of those was Jack Daniels originally that came through the Final Four. But who knows?
I do.
Could have been old, though. You do know. That's the crazy thing.
Anyone else getting like a peanut off of A4?
Off of A4?
Mm-hmm.
I get earthiness off of that. I'm just like an A3 sweetness right now. So I'm good whenever.
I'm good. We got to get Barbara. You're good?
Oh. I think I'm locked in. Yeah.
I'll start out.
Popped and locked. Go ahead, man.
A3.
I'm going to go A3. I think A4 brought a lot to the table from a complexity standpoint, but I think just the overriding enjoyable taste of 3 kind of overrode it.
Yeah. That's sort of where I'm at.
Tsunami. Oh, my God.
I do.
What's yours, Scott?
I'm withholding.
He's withholding.
Oh. I'm withholding information.
Well, if you're anything like normal,
are you pulling out?
I don't usually pull out anymore. I got fixed a long time ago.
He's shooting blanks, people.
So you're not a Catholic anymore?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, Nick. I think I'm going to disagree with you. I think that unique profile.
A3.
Complexity.
Go ahead. Go to the next round. A3's the winner. You were just saying
kids,
A4.
Today's word of the day is cunt. C-U-N-T.
Hey, he keeps saying
Let's
he's not a dictator
example.
Over here.
Scott Minton is a cunt. Okay.
With all fairness, you were leaning towards 4. I could tell.
Yeah,
did I say anything that was wrong?
Four. No, Scott. It was all true. I just, a little all brisk. Right.
Okay, Barbara concurred with A3.
A3, yeah.
Would you like to know the final 4?
So that being said, now what I will tell
No,
is
we don't want to know the final
4. Okay, well, the Elite 8, everybody right now.
We have to give the answer to the Elite 8, what went into the final 4. We have no idea what's in the final 2.
I guess that's true. So, yeah.
So that being said, so before you do, like, it's funny how, like, I kind of picked up what John was picking down, but... That was a dick move for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, until you fucked me. That was a dictatorship, people.
By the way, this is Wilderness Trail. This is Jack Daniels bonded. But go ahead. Tell us what
really?
We're drinking here.
So, out of OFO 100 and JTS, OFO went on.
OFO went on, okay.
1910 versus Maker's Mark 46. 1910 went on.
Okay.
Yes, OFO kept going. Wilderness Trail versus Jack Daniels. Wilderness went on.
Oh, Wilderness
Ooh.
Went on.
Ooh. I thought Jack Daniels won that one.
No.
So that was the old foe then.
Yellowstone versus 1920. Yellowstone.
Yeah. Oh, that's an upset right there.
Yep.
So that being said, then these are probably Yellowstone versus Wilderness Trail.
Yeah. Because the first two had to have been.
The first two were old foe.
Yeah, they're too similar.
They were too similar. I'm just guessing.
That explains why.
But,
if you're
but
right.
But there was a difference on the nose, though, on
oh,
that
100%.
First.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're
but
going.
One's a double oak. One's 1910. One's regular OVO. So,
Jared with the heavy pours. Fuck.
Ooh, we're going down. We're getting down to
Sugar,
it.
Sugar, we're going down swinging.
Oh, he's already forgotten.
Need the number
he's
got
to look at the bottoms. Do I need to check for you, Jared?
Good Lord, that is. Oh, that's the Brox. I was like, what are we doing
Scott's
over here?
Scott's not making it home
I'm
again.
Tired of not being bitched at.
All right, so is there a reason why that's A5 and A7?
He went ahead and poured them all.
One went with 5, and 3 went with 7.
So basically, you're wasted whiskey.
I did not pour them all. My God.
Okay. Just making sure.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Jared or John would just have to drink it all.
1 to 5, 2 to 6, 3 to 7, 4 to 8.
I think Kofi would have said, you know,
Math
I'll fall on that sword if I overpoured.
But this is next. This is next episode. Yes.
No. This is.
I don't really want to give these away.
Ending the game.
These are the final.
Did you try
four.
These? These are part of the final four. I'm going to give
these
them
are again. These are the finals right now.
This is the finals.
Yeah,
I know. I didn't know if we were.
This
we were
is the overall winner.
Cutting
John.
To,
this is
the
to break slobber knocker.
Or if we were just going to plow through
of all slobber knockers.
We're plowing right through.
Plowing right through.
I thought you liked plowing.
Yes. I do. I keen. This blade, it will keen.
I actually miss that. We need to start watching that again. We haven't watched that Fortune Fire in a long time.
Dude.
We need to. That's so much fun.
All right. A5, A7, A5.
Yeah.
I didn't have to look.
I have a feeling I know which one's which.
Get out of my head.
And as much as I love one, this is a...
This is so good.
Hell of a finals.
I think that's the whole point. That's why we needed to do it blind. I mean, granted, I think a lot of times in our earlier episodes, we had a lot of... We were able to make certain assumptions and thoughts of what was there.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted this to be relatively blind all the way through, so that it gives us that we're actually trying to taste it and not have any preconceptions in the mind.
The fact that this is Wilderness Trail or...
Yellowstone.
It's crazy.
Well, the other side's just OFO.
Is some of that because...
It's either 1910 or 100.
But that's the problem.
Because of the randomization of it, though? Like, if we were to pair specific bottles against each other, it would have been a little different.
Oh, I think so, 100%.
We could have a definitely different result.
Oh, yeah. But if you completely randomize everything... 100%. Because you had some of the favorites go up against each other in the first round.
Yeah, right? I know. I mean, like, there was a couple, like knockouts during the first round that I thought would go pretty far.
These are delicious, though.
I mean, I was like I would have thought...
Rare breed.
Well, I mean, I thought Rare Breed would have been one. I thought a bit that the Jack Daniel's single barrel strength would have gone deep, but
because
it didn't.
That's a good pour, but
yeah, Knob Creek single barrels.
I mean, Discovery went out against Old Granddad 114.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah,
which is a big, probably one that is the most expensive one we had in this versus one of the cheaper ones we had in this. Granted, Old Granddad 114 is a great pour.
All right, I'm good.
Well, I thought OFO 100 was probably the cheapest.
I said one of the cheapest.
Oh. I'm good. I'm just
kidding. I'm not decided yet. I've been talking too much.
Have
I'm
to.
Good.
We've I'm been good. Trying to fill dead air.
You fill it all you want, man. I sipped, and I know.
That's what she said.
I'll be honest with you. I knew from the smell which one I was probably picking, but that being said, the palate, I mean, the palate on both of these are so complex. They have so much flavor. They've got so many good things that are going for them. To me, just one just hits the spot. Like it's,
I have mine now. So
it just drives the wedge all day long. It's like Novocaine. It works every time. You don't need anything else. It does the job.
John, it's not running away. You don't have to stare at it that much.
All right. I will want to say, hey, Jared, make sure you have the bottle ready to bring out whenever we decide. Yeah,
we got a winner. You got to have the bottle ready. So it's either A5 or A7. All right. Who's your winner? Carl?
A5.
Johnny Tsunami?
A5.
Nick?
A5.
I was A5 too. Unanimous. Is it OFO 1910 or is it OFO regular? Let's know what the championship round was. Is that 1910 versus Wilderness Trail? Man, I'm
surprised.
That's
a pretty good guess by us.
So I'm guessing that the winner is OFO 1910.
It has to be OFO.
I mean,
there's
that's what I thought. Yeah. Jeez, oh, Pete. It's fixed. It's not fixed, man. I wish I could say that it was, but man, I mean, like, it's just one of those things. Like, I've drank.
Robert chose the rye.
Did you really? not surprised. But it's delicious. I mean, that Wilderness Trail rye is fantastic.
But the 1910 just hits a little different.
It
and just the right spots.
It works every time. Like I said, I literally crushed a bottle of this over a weekend on the beach not that long ago.
And I was about to say that Wilderness Trail rye was one of the best wax jobs I've ever done.
Yeah. I love it.
A lot better than John's.
How dare you?
I think yours looked like a butt plug by the end of the night.
It did kind of look
it
that
way. It
felt
like it.
Wow.
All right. So I'm going to drink my 1910 and have some fun.
So that being said, what was the final four? Did we ever decide? Did we ever talk about what the final four was?
All right. So, I have the final four in front of me right now.
Okay.
So the
who won the Elite Eight?
So
OFO.
Well, no, it was OFO versus JTS.
Oh, yeah. So OFO.
That's what I said.
Oh, we through that. That's right.
So yeah. So OFO 101 in the A category of the 100s
Gotcha.
Or Bottle and Bonds. Then 1910 came out of the
finished
or under 100.
Gotcha.
Then you had Wilderness come out of the rye or whiskeys, and then you had Yellowstone beating out 1920.
Gotcha. Okay.
In the over
That's
100.
Crazy.
And so
that was one hell of a store pick, though.
Dude,
let's be real.
Not every Yellowstone store pick is that good. No, no. The people that picked that were fantastic. I have no idea who did that, but, you know, I mean,
the other thing you have to
know who did it.
The other thing you have to give credit to is Wilderness Trail making finals.
But listen, that's also a special pick, right? Somebody went and did that. It's a barrel pick, but it's a fantastic pour, right?
But we had store pick versus store pick and regular shelfer versus regular shelfer.
Right.
But the store picks, you can go find store picks out on the shelves right now.
And not all store picks are created equal, right?
No.
I will say that. You know, not everybody has the palate that some
wine
of these people
lacks
do.
On their picks, in my opinion.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so that's our tournament of 32 whiskeys. OFO 1910 is the grand champion. I wish I could say that I knew that was going to happen. I would have predicted that based off of my own palate, but I never know what people are going to say, right? Like, I don't know who's going to agree, who doesn't agree. But I will say that
I think it was an excellent final.
Oh, 100%. And the dark horse by far of at least even the Elite Eight, I think, are probably Wilderness Trail and the
JTS.
I think we need
I don't know that JTS was that big of a surprise. I mean, when you're comparing JTS to Evan Williams Bottled and Bond, even though Evan Williams Bottled and Bond's probably got way more hype on the Bottled and Bond side, they're very, very similar pours.
But how many people actually talk about JTS Brown?
There's a bunch.
No. I understand it. But there's a niche.
Right. No, but this group does.
Right.
Like, and there's a couple other groups that do also.
No,
but,
I know.
But the thing is that getting that out for other people to say, hey, yes, don't be scared that this is a $17 bottle.
It's a delicious pour.
Yes, 100%. It's very good.
Oh, yeah.
For being $17 shelfer. Now, granted, I don't think it's far many places outside of Kentucky, but if you were in Kentucky, you know, I try to keep that and also one of the other ones that got eliminated, which was Cooper's Craft 100.
Right.
Those are a couple, you know, at $30 or below that are shelfers I try to keep on all the time because they're just inherently good.
Delicious, no doubt.
I think given this was the final round and we have a winner, we need a score. So I want to say we should vote 0 to 5 for each of these pours.
0 to 5 out of each one of these pours. Let's go to 10 because I think when we did a recent episode, I think we did a 10-point scale.
10-point scales.
So that way we kind of run.
So we're just doing Wilderness versus.
Yeah, just for the finals. So we're giving a 10-point scale on each one of these, right? So out of the Wilderness Trail, 1 out of 10, what would you rate it?
Probably a 7.
7? All right.
I was thinking 7. Yeah, it's right up there.
So I'd probably in more in the 7.5 to 8 range. I think it's more closer to what we did because I think when we did the scale the last time, it was probably on the Jack Daniels episode we did.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to give it closer to an 8 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what about the OFO 1910?
I was about to say 8.5.
9.
Yeah. 8.5.
Yeah, I'm in the 8.5 to 9 range. I mean, like, I don't think you can ever, and like I said, This is one of the few bourbons that is not barrel strength, that's not over 100 proof, that every time I drink it, I've never been disappointed.
And if you want to spend $60 on a bottle, it's a great bottle to buy.
Yeah, it's $57.99?
Yeah.
It will hold its own. Sam's Club's a little cheaper.
$48 at Sam's or Costco.
Yeah. Fantastic pour. You cannot go wrong with it, you know, so. But I think that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, whether you're like Johnny Tsunami over here and you love old Pandora. If you're like Carl and you like Google Podcast. If you're like me and you like iTunes or Spotify.
And don't forget, let's thank Dynasty.
Oh, absolutely.
For sponsoring. 100%.
Thank you so much to Dynasty
Go
Epoxy.
Dynasty Epoxy.
They did a killer job, you know, sponsoring this event. Hopefully we got lots of people that have put in their brackets and we can count those out, get those points spread, and then we can get a winner out. But that's our episode. We appreciate you. Email any questions to bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com. Special thanks to Jared for doing the blinds for us on the final last rounds.
The ball is tipped.
The ball is tipped.
And there you are.
There we go. Hot damn, I love it.
One shining moment.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Oh, one shining moment. Fair enough. That is true. This is Scott, Carl, Nick, Johnny Tsunami, and Jared signing off. Peace.
See ya.
Prost.
One shining moment.
Bye.